While the French president deals with his spouse's new recording, the presidential hopefuls here in the U.S. are trying to choose their running mates. NPR blogger and music reviewer Carrie Brownstein shares this advice.
Choosing a vice presidential candidate is like choosing an opening act for your rock concert. You don't want to alienate your fans by picking a support act that's too different, but a little variety can also appeal to a wider audience. Either way, when the combination of headliner and supporting act is harmonious, or so mismatched as to be genius, it can make for an incredible experience. So with those concerns in mind, I propose a new method on my blog. To choose the vice president, we first have to decide what musicians the candidates are. Who then would be the best supporting act in order to woo the most diverse group of concertgoers, or voters? For instance, if Barack Obama is The Who, big ideas, unconventional, flashy, then maybe the supporting act should be steadier. Someone like Creedence Clearwater Revival. That band conveys a different sense of tradition.
Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the pump of the band, bringing it up happy feet.
And if John McCain is, say, Lynyrd Skynyrd, attempting to walk a fine line between mass appeal and rebel stance, maybe John Mayer should be the opener. He's a younger artist who is very much part of the establishment, but likes to try on coolness once in a while, usually to great effect.
It's hard to be persistent when we're standing at a distance, so we keep waiting on the world to change.
Readers sent me their responses, some surprising.
Just that I didn't think this would happen again, with or without my best intentions and whatever.
McCain is Liz Phair, one reader said. Voters might be able to forget his recent turn to cronyism if they were reminded of his admirable past. And if McCain is Liz Phair, then his running mate will need to be none other than Ted Nugent. So which politician is Ted Nugent? Another reader suggested that Obama is Leonard Cohen.
Like a bird on the wire.
On account of his way with words. Like thus, he needs a heavy dose of angst and radicalism to back him up. That means The Clash as his running mate. So, which politician's The Clash? I compiled all the responses in an online poll. Thus far, people see Obama as U2, and therefore feel that Bruce Springsteen is a logical running mate. And the Eagles are who most people imagine as John McCain, though Lawrence Welk is a close second. And Toby Keith is ahead in the polls as a solid opening act.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your balls, you gotta draw a hard line.
Once we determine the results, that McCain is, say, Pat Benatar, and therefore his running mate should be RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan, then all we have to do is decide what politician is most like RZA. After that, we'll let John McCain's people know. You might say this is my version of rocking the vote in 2008.
Carrie Brownstein blogs and reviews music for NPR.org. You can take part in her VP poll by going to NPR.org/music.